These are your latest Manchester United headlines. We'll start with the news. Juventus could use striker Alvaro Morata as a bargaining chip when negotiating a deal to sign Real Madrid's James Rodriguez. Well, that move would impact Manchester United. The Premier League side are said to be very interested in the Colombia international Rodriguez, and Real are reportedly considering buying Morata back and then selling him for a profit, but could opt to keep Morata on their books if Rodriguez is offloaded. They would of course use the money from Rodriguez to pay for Morata. It's thought that would certainly interest Juventus, who could take on the Colombia international. A bit of a swap deal then could go on, and that would leave United out in the cold. Louis van Gaal meanwhile could hinder United's attempts to sign Borussia Dortmund striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang in the summer window. The Red Devils have been linked with a £70 million swoop for the Gabon international. United look to chase their top target, having missed out on Renato Sanchez last week. Aubameyang has scored 39 goals in 46 games in all competitions for Dortmund this season as the side finished runners-up. It's thought, though, they could miss out on the player because the player is having reservations over current boss Van Gaal and would possibly be more interested in joining if a new manager was installed this summer. United also preparing a summer swoop for Leroy Sané. It's thought that the club have a dossier on the 20-year-old built up over the past season. He's also interesting the likes of Manchester City, Arsenal and Liverpool. But it's thought United's vice chairman Ed Woodward is ready to begin negotiations for the player, even though his current club Schalke are desperate not to sell, but they could accept £31 million for their star man. Jesse Lingard, meanwhile, he's looking forward to the FA Cup final this weekend, but says they'll have to be patient to overcome Crystal Palace in the final at Wembley. He said, "You've seen it at Old Trafford. Palace have got a lot of pace up front and a lot of power. They did sit back and let us play. They made it hard for us for most of the game. We'll have to be patient and careful not to force anything too early. We'll have to quieten their fans too."